Hi, welcome to the Drones Garage. I'm Jacob Orchard, and this is going to be part two of our building of the Rush 4. So today we're going to go through and we're going to prep the power distribution board. We're going to install some ESCs and motors. And so we're going to get these all connected together. We're going to solder through and show you how to do this. So let's start off with the PDB board. So here, it's kind of real tiny, and I got my own magnifying glass for looking at stuff. But on the PDB board, there are these pads, these larger pads here, and they're positive, negative, all throughout the sides. And so the way this works is you're going to have a positive, negative feed from the battery lead, which we'll install later. And then each one of these electronic speed controllers, ESCs, have a red and black wire that will attach to a positive negative pad on the PDB. And that's how the power coming in from the LiPo battery, when we're all done, distributes powers out to the ESC boards on here. And so to do that, we're gonna start off with a little bit of soldering. And so on the PDB board itself, what we have to do is prepare these pads. They don't have any solder on them. So we have to, what we call tin them, and get the pads prepared for soldering. So I need a little more magnification so I can kind of see what I'm doing. But all you have to do is you get your soldering iron out and have a brass ball here of stuff to clean it off and get it nice and clean. Melt the solder, and then you see it sort of flow in there and on the pad. And you just give it enough to solder into the pad and you're good. So, and then we do this again for each one of the pads and get enough solder on there to fill the pad. And one at a time, just go through them, kind of let the solder flow, spread it around a little bit, and you're good. There we go. And it doesn't have to be perfect right now. Just want to get some solder on there. We can always add solder to it later as we get the wires on there and look at it. So get this one. We have four more to go after this. Should we get that on? Flip it around to do the other side. And on this side, we'll just do the two positive, negative here. We're going to add solder to some of these other components later, but we'll do that as we get farther along on the build to some of the other stuff. All right, there we go. Clean that off. So that is all you need to do. Get enough solder on there to get those all prepped and ready, and this will even out later a little bit on these, some of these spots where you don't quite see it touching the pad, and that when we melt the wires together on that, that will clean up and it'll melt all together. So orientation wise, front of the quad, back of the quad, since these back two middle pieces are positive negative for the battery, and we want the battery connection to go off the back of the quad, this is going to end up on the board like that. So we have that there. Now, it's motors and ESCs. So motors are going to mount, so each of the motors came with, you know, four of these screws, these pan head screws to mount it. And so it's kind of an option however you want to do it. You end up with an ESC motor combination to the power distribution board. And what I'm doing now, and after doing this a few builds, is I get rid of these wires. These three wires will match up with these three wires, and you could figure out a way, however you want, to sort of solder these wires together like that, but then you end up with a lot of extra wire, and you have to deal with how do you figure out how to get that wire out of the way. And so sort of a more common practice now to sort of with what guys do is they just get rid of these wires. Now, a lot of ESCs now don't come with these wires attached. They just come with pads, and you just tin the pads and solder on the wires from the motor. Some ESCs come with the wires already pre-attached. Just debate whether you think that ESC is you void the warranty on it or not. So up to you, take your own risk as far as whether or not that you want to do that or not. On the first couple I built, I just used the wires off of here and soldered them to wires there and heat shrink those together and it works fine. You just end up with more bulk on the wing of the quad where you're putting that together. So let's start with, we'll prep one of these things. And what I do with the ESCs is just take a little bit of solder on your iron, dab there on that. You get down on the solder pad here and you just let it melt and pull the wire off. And do this for all three connections on the ESC. You're just heating up the solder tip, pull the wire off, because you're not going to use it. All right, so we can do that for all four of these. And I was going to show you, these ESCs come heat shrinked up. And so all I did is I took my wire cutters here and I just trimmed away the plastic of the heat shrink right around these and then sort of bend it back this way and trim that off. And that exposes the soldering pads but leaves heat shrink on the bottom and I don't have to worry about that. And so I can leave that there. It's enough room for me to get the soldering iron in there and pull the pads off and later on put those on. And so just heat these up, pull a little bit, and they come right off. Put all that over there. Two more to go. Sometimes the solder that comes on the ESCs is slightly different solder than what people normally use, so it sometimes takes a little more heat to get the solder to heat up on there, but this seems to be going pretty easily. Don't worry too much about this stuff. You can ball that solder right back up where it was at on those things. All right, one more. Heat it up, pull it off. And one more. All right, all done with that. So, clean those up a little bit, just dab the solder on there. All right, so. Now decision time. So I'm going to take one of these motors and I'm going to mount it here to this back frame. So you have your screws and you have your motor holes and you kind of want to line up these wires so they run down the board. And you just push them in here or line them up and start one screw and they'll get one screw in there. There it goes. And the thing about the screws, and you, depending on what comes with your kit, so you want to be certain if you're like building one that's not from a kit, or you have motors that are you bought separately from the kit and you're putting them on a frame, they may not come with screws that are long enough or too long. So now I'm just using the ones that came with the kit. So the screws need to be long enough to go far enough in the motor to hold it, but not too long that they go into the motor to cause problems. And so there's sort of a balance between what's long enough and what's not long enough on the screws themselves. So these seem to be just right to fit through the thickness of the carbon fiber and get enough bite into the threads here to hold the motor. I had one of my previous quads where the screws weren't quite long enough and I came in and landed it, and then the motor just popped off because the screws were too short. So there we are. We have the motor mounted. And now what we're going to try to do here, is going to get this ESC here on the wing and have it enough in there out of the way, let's just say like that, to now trim these wires and solder these wires onto the board down. Now we can have a little bit of slack and we can mount the ESC and move it around a little bit there, but that's essentially what we're going to do. So what I do is basically kind of get this where I want it, leave a little bit of extra room, and then take your cutters and say, okay, I'm going to have a little bit of extra room past where I want to go, which is right about there, and then I'm just going to cut those off and these wires into your spare wire bin. And then on these little leads here, what you need to do is now trim those back to expose enough wire so that you can get that wire onto that solder pad. So not very, these are tiny pads, not a lot, you don't really need a lot, but a little bit there. And we're going to solder these on the same way they come. 1, 2, 3. Now, before you build your quad, you want to know whether or not your ESCs support reverse motor direction. So if you can't do it in software, which I know these ESCs can, then you want to swap the leads of the motors to the ESCs, because two of the motors run clockwise, two of the motors run counterclockwise. So you want to map that out. And since we're going to do it in software later, we'll show you later in the future episode how you just do it with the BL Heli software and you can just reverse the motors. And we'll check all the motor direction as we go. So let me go through here and trim these back a little bit. You just strip a tiny bit of wire there, twist it. Tiny bit of wire. And tiny bit of wire. And so these, just like the pads, you're going to want to tend. So kind of get them all separated out here. Twist the wires together so they're nice and tight. And then what we'll do, we'll set it up like that, and we'll do the same thing we kind of did to the pad, but with wires. I need to be able to kind of make sure they're all pulled out and in there. With the wires, to tin them, you do the same thing. What I do is just put a tiny bit of solder on the iron so that it has something to connect to. Set it to the back side of the wire, and then just sort of the wire will heat up and then the solder will flow through to it. So, and that bonds the wires together in a one solid structure. All right, so those are all tinned. So now that's ready. So I haven't quite decided yet kind of how I'm going to do this. I have, you know, debate between how I want to attach this. You can, previous quads, I did the put a base, big piece of heat shrink on here first, and then when it was all done, I could heat shrink it down. We'll probably just end up taping this down when it's all done with electrical tape. So in the beginning here, what we'll do is I'll just take a little piece of double-sided tape, about the size of the back of the pad, and we'll cut that double-sided tape, and I'm going to stick it on the back of here to hold it. And decide kind of where I want it on the board. Get nice and tight. And just stick it down. And that way it'll hold it where I want it to be. Now, it's just a matter of, hey, I want to solder these pads together and we should be good. And if it's not quite where you want it, or if you don't get quite enough space, if I didn't leave enough slack, you could kind of just pick it up and move it a little bit more towards the motor here. There we go. All right. So since soldering's hot, you want to have something to hold the wire. Now, all I'm doing with this is I'm going to put I'm going to pull the solder lead up, and I'm the lead wire, and I'm going to put it on the pad, and then I'm just going to take the soldering iron. I'm just going to melt the solder down from the pad and the lead together. So this may be a little tight. So just take the soldering iron, heat up the wire and the pad, and they should just melt together, and then to hold it there. That's done. Do the next one. Grab that. Bend it over, get it where you want it. Melt it all together, see it flow, then let go. And now it's done. Take the last one. So it's always good to have tweezers or a little pair of pliers like this to hold it, because that's all will be hot. Let it flow, done. There we go. So that one is all done. I'm not going to wrap it in any sort of electrical tape or anything like that until we get all of them on and we test all the ESCs and we kind of know they work. Because if one of them's bad or it's failed and we need to replace it, there's no point in taping all this down until we're done. So the last part of hooking up an ESC is this wire actually goes to the flight controller. So we're going to just sort of ignore that wire. Now, what I have left is black and red. So black and red are, you know, positive and negative. So I go back to the board here where we pointed out earlier, you have these positive and negative symbols right above the pads. And so this one's negative, this one's positive. So this black wire, we're going to trim up to a point where I like leave a little bit of slack, but so I kind of push it back underneath there in case I need to move it around a bit. Find a spot just to the other side of the pad, cut that off, and the red wire, do the same thing to the positive side of the pad, put it on here, and just trim it off. So same thing for these. Get the wires out of the way, and then the same concept goes, as just as we did back here, we're going to trim these off, tin them, and then we'll just attach them to the pad. So this one, and it's just, and this can come up, you know, it doesn't have to stick on the double-sided tape right there completely, but trim off the wires, get some exposure there. Same thing for this one. Trim off the wire. All right. So we'll get those tinned up with solder. I can see them. So back side of the wire, heat it up, and then just run it up. Same thing for this one. There you go. Nice and tinned. So same concept here. We're going to take this and just where we said we were going to put those before, kind of set that down, pull the yellow black wire out of the way. There's our positive and negative, and since the negative is easier to get first, we're going to take that one. Tweezers to hold it, push it in there nice and tight like that, and then take the iron and just sort of melt the lead into the pad and watch it all flow. You want to see the solder sort of flow and then let go. Hold it and it will stay there. So same thing for the positive wire. See it flow. Let go. All right. There we go. There's one complete motor ESC all wired together, all soldered together. Now, what we're going to do is just repeat this same process for all three motors, and then we'll get to a point where all of that will be done. So, very cool, and all set. So, go through here, and we'll just start doing the same thing for all the motors. Get one done, next one, next one, next one, and you can kind of do it however you want. You can mount all the motors on the frame and say, okay, I got them all set, so now I can just go through quickly and put the ESCs down and mount them, or I could just, you know, go do one at a time as you go around the frame. But that is essentially is what you get done, and when you're all done, you'll have motors and ESCs. So let's just go through and start going at it. So again, you just line up the leads and the connectors, just and I'm just loosely setting the motors in right now. I'm not really cranking them down anything hard at all. Just sort of, I need them to be there so I know where to solder. But before you fly, of course, we'll check those and make sure they're tight and they won't fall off or anything like that. So for now, and some people like to put blue Loctite onto the motor screws so they don't fall off. Other people just check them every time they fly to make sure these are tight, because if the screws fall off, then your motor falls off, and that's a problem. That's cool. So I'm just going to go around and put all the motors on. Kind of crazy wire-wise. Go, we are all done. Okay, so all done. We have our speed controller wires that go to the flight controller done. They will go, we'll do that in another episode where we hook these to the flight controller. But as far as ESCs, motors, everything connected, like I said, we won't put the electrical tape or anything around these till later after we've tested ESCs and we verify everything's working all right. But for this part's done, I'll probably go through later and like add a little solder to these pads. They're not quite done, so tidy those up a little bit as I go. But other than that, that is how you get the ESCs and motors and sort of the propulsion system all put together for the Rush 4. So in future episode, the next thing we'll do is flight controller, get that on there. Then we can test the motors, the ESCs, once we get the flight controller on. We'll look at the other pads on here as far as the power distribution goes. And we'll talk about what else you need to do to get the power from the PDB to the flight controller and prep the PDB to get power to the camera as well. So until then, we'll see you next week and fly safe.